Near FM playing Thin Lizzy, Dancing in the Moonlight. It's Copy and it's Spotlight. It's Northside Today, Johnny Holmes here, and I'm now joined by Irish Girl Guide leader Aisling Claffey. She's going to be telling us about their Cookie Month, which begins tomorrow, November 1st, and also about their forthcoming Juliet Lowe Seminar. Good morning, Aisling, I beg your pardon, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, thanks for having me on.
You're most welcome. So IGG members, that IGG is Irish Girl Guides, aged 5 plus around the country, they're going to be selling cookies to raise funds for their units during the month of November. Tell us more and all about it.
So the cookie project kind of started in Ireland 3 years ago, but it does stem from the American tradition of Girl Scout cookies that they've been selling for many, many years, which started as a simple bake sale in a school to try and raise money for American Girl Scout units, and then it became a certain recipe that then spread and spread, and it's become this massive phenomenon around the world that guides do use as a fundraising initiative. So we here in Ireland took this on board along with Alan Kaiser from the Dragon's Den, and she has helped us and helped units give business tips and everything, and we have been selling cookies for the past 2 years. So we're now in our third year of it, and over the next month, starting tomorrow, about 40,000 packets of cookies will be sold during the National Cookie Month.
Right, and the guides themselves, they will actually decide on ordering how to go about selling and how they will spend the proceeds as well of the sales. So it's all about developing their skills in business, communication, teamwork and PR as well, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. So each unit do sell cookies in a slightly different way. I know in our unit ourselves, what we do is we kind of divide ourselves into like a little mini company, you know, like people would do in transition year, but we make it very age appropriate. So with our guides who are 10 to 14, we kind of make a mini company of our unit. So we do have a group of people who look after the HR, the finance, the marketing, the sales and distribution, and then we have our group of managers as well. And each of them then work together to decide. So, you know, HR might need to ask finance, you know, are they able to make sure that they have XYZ available for the girls? And then you have marketing needs to ask finance, can they have money to make a poster? Sales and distribution needs to decide like where we're going to sell. So they organise days like to set up stalls in our local in local shops. And, you know, they all work together to create our little company that sell our cookies in our unit. So that's how our unit do it. We do have a smaller units, so our ladybirds who are 5 to 7, they do it obviously in a different age-appropriate way. So like that, they learn about PR, but they learn about it in an age-appropriate way. So our ladybirds, we ask them to make a poster that they then stick up at home. So they're learning marketing from the creation of the posters and that visual marketing side. They put it up at home, and then when we tell them that when, you know, granny and granddad or older brothers and sisters or aunts, uncles, parents, friends, when they come to visit, you should be telling them, I'm selling cookies, would you like to buy some? And that's how they learn their marketing. So it's all done in a very age-appropriate way while teaching them all the different skills that's involved.
Yes, and the fact that the guides themselves, they're not allowed to actually go out there knocking on doors for safety reasons to sell cookies. So they have to come up with all those different ideas, which is wonderful. It helps them along, all in connection with the IGG strategy. So you've mentioned this already. Tell us about the partnership with Dragon's Den investor Alison Kauser and her support behind it. Just a little bit more about it.
Yes, so Alison Kauser is... she co-founded the factory or the bakehouse, East Coast Bakehouse. So they are the ones who supply the cookies to us. So we have two kinds of cookies this year. We have our chocolate chip cookie and we also have our chocolate chunk cookies. They're new this year. So she has been behind that element of it, but also she's been very good. She's come out to units and she's given business tips. She has given some units towards the factory. So she has been very hands-on with the whole project as well.
Right, sounds great. Can you put in a good word for me and organise some send-up? I believe your unit, Aisling in Carrigaline, County Cork, you sold the highest number of cookies last year than any others. You sold a total of 1,536 packets. How did you manage, seriously, to sell so many?
I know, in the past, like, our girls have been great. They've really taken the whole project hands-on and really gone with this. They've set big goals and they've really achieved them. Over the past 2 years, our units combined have raised over €3,000. So, you know, it has been a really great success for us. I think it's kind of teaching them, I think when they really get the idea of they've almost become that business person. So we teach them that they need to go out and check the market. So check their own family of who's going to sell the cookies. They need to pay for them. Then they need to collect their order and bring it back out. They really take on the whole project and they really get really invested in it. And I think they really see then, they also see how the profits get spent, and it does get spent on the girls. They decide how to spend it. So they know the more they get, the more, you know, they can spend it on themselves. So it is, like, they just really take the whole project on and just go for it, and they've just been really motivated. It's completely down to the girls taking the project on, yeah.
Yeah, it all sounds great. So tell us about the Juliet Lowe Seminar and what it's all about.
So the Juliet Lowe Seminar, it's an international leadership development event, and it's for Girl Guides throughout the world. So usually the Juliet Lowe Seminar, or what we call it as the GLS Seminar, would take place in one location. So this then only allows maybe 30 to 40 girls worldwide to take part in this event. But this year they've taken a new spin on it, and they've decided to open 20 locations. So the event will run in 20 locations all at the same time. So then this allows upwards of 1,000 people to take part in the event. So we are really lucky that this year, that one of the 20 locations chosen was Ireland. So we are hosting a hub here in November from the 14th to the 21st in Gormanstown College. And we are really looking forward to welcoming 40 guides from all around the world of upwards of 25 countries to Ireland to take part in the GLS Seminar here in Ireland.
Okay. And for the one in Ireland, have you any idea which countries the visitors are coming from?
There's a very long list. We'll just name a few. They're coming from places like Poland, Madagascar, Ukraine, Ghana, Australia, Italy, Nigeria, Sri Lanka, and lots more. But there'll be a great diverse group of people, and we're really looking forward to welcoming them all here to Ireland.
Yeah, it's a great mix of nationalities. It's going to be absolutely wonderful. Tell us about the two IGG members travelling abroad. They're going to be facilitators at the other Juliet Lowe Seminar hubs, I believe.
Yeah, so we have a number of members going abroad. So you can take part in two ways in the GLS Seminar. So you can take part as a facilitator. So as a facilitator, you are facilitating the event. So you're running the sessions. You can also take part as a participant. So we have many participants going to several different countries within Europe and also further afield. But we do have two other members taking part as facilitators. So we have Jenna, who's our international commissioner. She's going to Arshalay. And we have Ashling O'Boyle from Dundrum, who will be going to New York to take part as a facilitator. And then there's myself and Elizabeth will also be facilitating, but facilitating here in Ireland.
Excellent. And what exactly goes on at these seminars? What's the main purpose behind it all?
So it is about coming together and sharing about leadership and leadership development. There'll be other sessions that are on inclusion and diversity, gender equality. They'll also be very important aspects of the trainings. But it's a lot about like leadership and the different types of leadership, learning about how you individually as a leader and how you can be a leader within your community. So
Okay. The
idea is that all the participants will then go back to their own countries and take part in a leadership project at home. So it's hitting more than just 1,000 people. So 1,000 people are taking part in the event, but all these people go back to all the different countries and all the different places around the world and share their project with upwards of 100 people. So you're hitting so many more people with what they learn at the seminar.
Yeah, so everybody actually brings back something from which they gained or, you know, learned at each seminar back to their own units and their own country, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So, Aisling, we're going to leave it at that, unless, of course, there's anything else you'd like to add before we finish.
No, just, I suppose, with Cooking Month starting tomorrow, there'll be people in your local communities that will be popping up either, you know, stalls on a weekend by their local shops, or there'll be units that will be selling cookies. So if anybody is interested in tasting these cookies and helping out with the initiative, make sure they get in contact with their local units to see if they can get some cookies.
Excellent. And the very best of luck with it. Thanks again, Aisling, for joining us today. And good luck with the cookie month also. And all the very best to you. Take care. And lovely talking to you.
Brilliant. Thank you.
You're most welcome. All the best. Now, that was Aisling Claffey. She's leader with a unit in Carrigaline, County Cork, with Irish Girl Guides. And she spoke about the Juliet Lowe Seminar coming up shortly. And also about the Irish Guides Cookie Month, which begins tomorrow.